The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Hi, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. If you sat with me last week, you'll know that we started talking about karma. Well, what do you think of that? What do you think of karma? How does that word roll off your tongue? How does it meet your heart and your mind and your spirit? Well, you may know by now that everything in this universe is what you make it. So what do you make of karma? Is it positive or negative? What energy do you give it? Well, let's see here. I'm going to ask you a big question. What are you carrying around with you right now? In your pockets, in your purse? A lot of stuff, maybe? Are you in your bedroom right now? Are you in your kitchen? Well, let me ask you, what's in your drawers? What's in your closet? Do you have a lot of stuff? We do accumulate a lot, don't we? Well, now I'm going to ask you a bigger question. What is in your soul layer? What are in those pockets, in those drawers? What have you been carrying with you throughout these lifetimes, in this lifetime? What are you carrying in those bags, in those pockets, in those drawers? Imagine those plastic shopping bags, those recycled bags, those fabric bags, those overnight bags, those suitcases, those trunks. Those dressers, those drawers, those closets, those warehouses. Oh my goodness, all those receptacles, those semi-trucks. We have so many places to keep all of our data, all of our stuff. How much stuff do you have accumulated? Is it a lot? Or is it a little? And what is it? We tend to accumulate stuff, energy, in connection to other people. Why? Because we are connected to other people. We love people. We come here connected to other souls so that we can love and learn and exist. And then as souls, we go back into the ether and we look at each other as souls and we say, hey, how'd that go? Well, gosh, you hurt me. What did I learn from that? Or boy, I loved you. What did we get out of that? Should we do it again? And who do you want to be this time? Hey, that's right. Did you know that? Did you know that your life experience with people, whether it hurt or it was wonderful, you planned it. You planned it. I want you to go with me in this thought. Be brave. Be brave. Choose an experience you have with someone, a big experience, either one that you label as positive or one that you label as traumatic. Choose one. And I'd like you to realize with me that before you incarnated, you and that person scripted that out. Huh. Are you brave enough to accept that as a possibility? Now, obviously, when you incarnated and you were born into free will and you came in here packed into this beautiful little costume that you've got on, you forgot. You forgot that you decided to do this together, that you have this contract. And so free will takes over and you do your best. So let's say you have a contract with someone and it's one of learning, and this is a trauma-based contract. This is a contract where you and another person are going to live out hurt. One person is going to hurt you. Well, in this life experience, because in this dimension there is time and density and low vibrational frequency, it hurts. And you carry that baggage with you as trauma. And it affects your life and your livelihood to a great degree. And it is hard to let that go. It is hard to forgive that person. You build up karma. It is hard to forgive someone who hurts us, especially when they've hurt us in a really big way. They have hurt our body. They have stolen from us. They have shamed us. And when we leave our body, we all of a sudden are back to our all-knowing existence. We are no longer in this body, and we know that we chose it. All of a sudden, we understand again. Oh, yeah, I remember. I chose that. And at some point, that other soul's going to be there with you. Hey, yeah, you're here again too. We are in contract together. We chose that. Oh my goodness. Yeah. And you know, when you're over in the other dimension, in the afterlife, or whatever you call it in your personal theology, it doesn't hurt like it does here. Here, we have time. It's dense. It's yucky. It hurts over there. It doesn't. It's like a blip on a screen. It's quick. We are here on Earth to learn. This is like an internship, a classroom. But over there, we look at the trauma that we signed up for over here, down here. You're on Earth. And we can look at each other soul to soul and we can say, all right, what was that about? What did we learn? And then we say, well, do we need to do that again? And if so, are we going to incarnate again? And who should I be this time? Am I going to be the sister? Or am I going to be the mother? Are you going to be the husband? Am I going to be the boss? Are you going to be the cousin? Huh. Am I going to be the puppy? You know, because in some faith backgrounds, we can incarnate even as animals, butterflies, cells, trees. Wow. Okay. Thank you for going with me into that big idea. Now, If we know that forgiveness contracts, forgiving contracts, releasing contracts, redoing contracts can happen when we get to the other side, that's one thing. But what about now? What about people who hurt us now? Okay, hold on, let's back up. Okay, when we're on the other side, before we choose to come back here, when we have those conversations on the other side and we say, hey, how was that? What did we learn? We can assume that in those conversations, the karma is released. We can assume that there's some angels there working with us saying, okay, well, this is how you behaved and this is how you behaved. Talk it out. Shake hands, hug it out. They counsel us. We talk to each other. The karma is released because there's forgiveness. It's all loving there. So when we come back, we hope that we don't come back with a lot of yucky karma. Okay. Now, thank you for going there with me. Let's come back to Earth. We have people that are hurting us now. Well, Rachel, I can't wait till the afterlife to look at them soul to soul and have that beautiful conversation. That a-hole is hurting me now, and I'm carrying around that baggage, and I don't want that karma to follow me. What do I do? Okay. Well, I've asked the angels. I've sat with my guides. One of my dear guides is Dolores Cannon. If any of you follow Dolores Cannon, if you followed her when she was alive, she's in the spirit world right now. You can follow her on YouTube or read some of her books. Oh my goodness. One of the things she will teach you, and I will talk to you about today, and the angels will channel through me today, is that you don't have to wait until the afterlife to do what I'm going to teach you today, what we're going to teach you today. And you don't have to be face to face with the person who's hurting you to release a contract. You can actually release a contract that you, let's see, angels, give me the word, that you wrote pre-life with another soul. You can rewrite it. You can tear it up. You can dissolve it. You can burn it. You can get rid of it spiritually in your mind's eye. Or, well, there's a process. We'll get through it. We'll get there. We'll get there. Calm down, Rach. Calm down. I get excited, don't I? You can do that on your own. Therefore, releasing the karma, forgiving, releasing, getting rid of the karma so you don't carry that baggage. All those receptacles we mentioned earlier, the semi-trailer, the pockets, the drawers, the Walmart bags, all that stuff you're carrying around. We want to get rid of those because you don't want to come back over and over into lifetime after lifetime because you're releasing karma. You don't want to come back and relive the same lessons over and over. Now, you don't have to come back. You will be encouraged to come back, but the choice is always up to you. You'll need to learn the lesson either way, either in the ether, in the afterlife experience. That's a life. You'll still need to learn it. But I'm telling you, there are things that you'll need to learn that don't exist over there. They only exist in this dimension, not in any other galaxy, not in any other universe, not on any other planet, only on this Earth. And they are things like hunger, poverty, murder, yucky stuff. You get what I'm saying here. So we might as well deal with them now. So we got to be brave and get through it. And be brave is the right verbiage, I think, because if we're brave and we get through it and we release these contracts now, we won't have to keep doing it. And we can release these contracts through bravery and through love. Everything is done through love. Fear keeps us in these contracts. Fear keeps us down. Love is freedom. Oh my gosh, yes, love is freedom. The angels are jumping around and dancing. Yes, love is freedom. Uh-huh. So we don't want to hold on to this karma, because when we do, we're going to have to come back over and over. We're going to choose to come back over and over to heal this stuff, to keep relearning, reliving these lifetimes, so we can figure this stuff out. We don't really want to do that. When you leave your body, to be quite honest, you're going to cross over into a place that matches your vibrational frequency. I'm going to say that again. When you leave your body, you take your last breath, where you go matches your vibrational frequency. So if you're stuck with a lot of icky karma that you haven't been brave enough to work through, your afterlife experience is going to match that. If you can meet your karmic patterns, the ones that are, maybe you would even see them as low vibrational karmic patterns, the yucky ones, if you can bravely heal those in love, and you can get rid of them, when you cross over, your vibrational frequency can be nice and high, and you'll cross over into a lovely place. That's not a religious message. Uh-uh. There are many places you can go. You design your afterlife experience. You do. We are limitless. We really are. The path you take does match you. Okay? There are certain exits you can take in the afterlife that match your vibrational frequency. Once you take that exit, you design what that looks like, and there's healing available to you. There is no hell. And the experience that you will have will match your vibrational frequency. It is what you make it, and it matches you. So we've got to work on our karma now. So you have two options. You can live with your karma now, do-do-do-do-do, keep going, boop-boop-boop, and work on it in the afterlife. Wait till all of your contracts, all of those people meet you there, and you have all of those meetings with all of those contracts, and you work on them there, all done, and you wait to see where you end up. Or you do it now. Brave face, ground yourself in love, and work on the contracts now. And like I said, you don't have to be face to face. We're going to teach it today. We're going to work on it today. I'm going to teach you the process so you can do it on your own. All right. Here we go. Whew, I'm sweating. I'm excited and I'm nervous because I know how important this is. The angels talk to me a lot about the concept of evolving Earth, new Earth. And they say not only is it important for us to work on healing our karma for our next life experience, but also for this Earth. We're evolving this Earth into a higher vibrational frequency for all, for the collective consciousness. So not only is this good for you, but it's good for everyone. So as we do this work, oh my goodness, we're healing all, for everyone in this world and for this world, and then resonating into other galaxies and universes and all the places, the all. We're resonating love out, 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 out into the infinity. Okay. So how do we work with those contracts with people that are currently alive or in our atmosphere? And I say in our atmosphere because sometimes the people who have hurt us are dead. They're no longer in their physical body. We can't access them. We can't talk to them, or we don't want to. We can't pick up the phone, or we know they're in the spirit world and we could talk to them, but they hurt us so bad we're afraid. We don't want to talk to them. Well, the angels say, that's all right. My darling, beloved, that's all right. Picture them in your mind. We will keep you safe. You're always safe. Don't underestimate your strength. You're always safe. Surround yourself in the goodness and safety of Creator White Light. We'll do that now. We surround ourselves in the goodness and safety of Creator White Light. And you know, beloved, you're always surrounded in that white light, but doesn't it feel good to call that in? Feels good, doesn't it? And what you'll do is you'll picture the person in front of you who has wronged you in some way, okay? And I'm going to make up a scenario, all right? I promise this is made up. So if you're listening to this and you went to grade school with me or something, I'm not talking about you. So just cool it, all right? So we're going to say that Jennifer's in front of me. And Jennifer used to always pull my pants down in PE. Totally making this up. And so always felt so shamed by Jennifer, always pulling my pants down. I was not an athletic person. Gosh, it was so embarrassing. And I don't know where Jennifer lives. Gosh, I couldn't get a hold of her if I tried. So, boy, I just can't wait to the afterlife. And I just can't make myself be athletic because I'm just so afraid of going to the gym these days. And I just think it comes from my childhood, right? Oh, just so afraid to go to the gym. Don't want to get de-pantsed. Okay, so I'm going to picture, what's her name? Jenny in front of me. All right, surrounded in white light. And here's what I can do. I'm going to picture Jenny in front of me. And I'm also going to picture Jenny holding a piece of paper. This is the contract. And I'm going to hold the piece of paper too. And this contract, I'm going to allow it to glow. It's got this beautiful golden glow. All right. Like it's glowing in love. I don't need to see the words. I know what's on it. It's a promise that we were going to meet in this lifetime and that something was going to happen. I don't really need to see the details. It's there. But I am going to say to Jenny, Jenny, I want to thank you for meeting me in this life. And I'm sorry if I did anything to make you mad or feel vulnerable. And I want to tell you that what you did made me feel just awful. Then I release you from this contract. And I release myself from this contract. I forgive you. I love you. And it is done. And now I'm going to watch this contract. Either I'm going to make a choice here. I can tear it up. It can dissolve. It can light on fire. It can turn into balloons. It can turn into doves. Ooh, I'm going to do that. This contract's going to turn into doves. Oh, that's beautiful. And as it does so, I'm going to watch Jenny walk away, or maybe I want to give her a hug. This is my higher self, by the way, and Jenny's higher self. That's who's activated right now. We're going to give a hug, or she's going to walk away, whatever I'm comfortable with in the moment. And it is done. That contract is done. I'm going to take a moment to just let that feeling of love wash through me. I'm also human, so maybe it's not going to wash through me. Maybe I'm still going to feel my ego feelings, and that's okay because I'm Rachel, and sometimes I don't feel very spiritual, but I just did the thing, and I know it's done anyway. Okay. All right, it's done. That's how we break a contract, a soul contract. And the karma that was in my metaphysical pocket, it's not there anymore. I'm a little bit lighter. And when I go into my afterlife experience and I do my debrief, if I decide to come back again, I'm not going to meet Jenny again. Jenny's not going to show up as a boss of mine or another classmate or a teacher. She's not going to be in my life playing some role, antagonizing me again, threatening me, making me feel small, because that contract's not there anymore. It's done. I've released her. She's released me. You see how that works? You can do this, right? We've made room for love. And when we make room for love, we make room for freedom. And you deserve love and you deserve freedom. And isn't that the kind of karma that you want? Yes, absolutely. You beautiful, beautiful spirit. This is not an easy life. And you chose it. Good job. You're so brave. You chose it, knowing that not every day was going to be easy. You chose that. And you knew that with all the clarity you had as spirit, as soon as you were born, you were going to forget everything. And you still chose it. You're relearning it right now. You're awakening to the possibilities. Your angels are so grateful that you're listening and that you're present. They say, thank you for opening your heart and your mind and your spirit to these truths. And they say, we are walking with you every step of the way. We are always in contract with you to help you. That loving contract can and never will be broken. That is our promise, they say. Next week, we're going to talk more about the afterlife. And we're going to ask the angels to describe the afterlife and what it looks like according to our karma. And again, without judgment, we're going to ask them to describe different afterlife experiences. Now, I don't know what that looks like just now, but I know that throughout the week, they'll give me messages. Throughout my meditations and prayers and sessions, and I'm excited to share with you what they give me. So please tune in next week, and I'll share with you some exciting things about the other side. If you'd like to connect with me, you can find me on my website, rachelcorpus.com. Social media on Facebook and Instagram, you can search for Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator or Angel Talk with Rachel. I'd love it if you could download the free Mind Body Spirit FM app on your Apple or Android device. And please remember, from me and everyone in the spirit world, oh my gosh, can you imagine that little old us walking around in our costumes down here, that we are noticed by the spirit world? Yes, because you are spirit. You are loved. And I sure love you. And I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Intuition is our spiritual GPS and the single best tool that we have for navigating our lives. I'm Victoria Shaw, And on my Intuitive Connection podcast, I will share with you the ways to connect with your intuition and awaken the gifts of your soul. In each episode, I'll draw on my own intuitive gifts and my training as an Ivy League trained counselor and psychologist to help support you in reaching your highest potential. Start listening now on Mind Body Spirit FM Podcast Network or wherever you find your podcasts.